You are listening to the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast, and I'm speaking with James Whistler. James, a few segments ago, we talked about the Big 20. You just listed the Big 20. That's the minimum standard that you all hold yourself to at Whistler Plumbing and Air. So we're going to jump around a little bit as we explain those. We'll start with number three, which was we listen. You know, everybody claims they listen, I think. Most businesses do anyway. So how does Whistler Plumbing and Air actually listen?
Well, we definitely haven't perfected it. I'll start off by saying that. We try to give attention to it because, you know, there's a difference between, you know, listening to just hear what someone's saying or listening to understand. And I think that's the difference that we try to focus on is, you know, whether we go into the home and we're asking questions, you know, about what, you know, problems are the individual's experiencing or, you know, whether we're, you know, asking questions from our team members and coworkers, you know, we're asking those questions to try to understand where that individual finds themselves. And if we don't truly actively listen to those answers, you know, we're probably not going to be able to help in an effective way. And so, you know, we try to listen in an active way to where then we can adapt or better understand the needs or the wants so that we can then cater to them, you know, especially, you know, with our options, for instance. You know, part of listening and evaluating and actively listening, that's going to guide what options that we give to the to our homeowners about how to solve their problems. And so, you know, through that evaluation process and then listening to, you know, what's being said, that is going to determine what the solution, what solutions are offered. And hopefully, you know, a very high percentage of the time, those options are going to be to meet the needs and wants of that individual, you know, that individual homeowner. One of the other things that we find is that, you know, customer expectation and meeting customer expectation is highly important. And so if you're not listening, it's going to be very hard to meet the expectation of our clients and, you know, the people that we serve on a day-to-day basis.
So, you know, we've talked about the fact that no experience is needed when you're applying to become a team member. How do you all train someone to be a better active listener, or is that something you just kind of look for in the beginning?
One of our requirements, you know, we have been known to say or to communicate that we're looking for people to be hungry, have drive, and then also to be humble, but also to have good communication skills. And I think that good communication skills defines listening. You know, that is definitely a communication skill. And so we do try to find that when we say no experience necessary, it's more geared towards the technical end of the trade than it is just the soft skills that someone may possess to be able to listen. We know as our leadership team that handles concerned clients, you know, maybe we have dropped the ball and we have done something incorrectly, you know, it becomes absolutely crucial for us to listen. You know, that individual, it's sometimes hard to hear that concern, but that individual cares enough to actually communicate that to us. And if we're not listening, you know, then we're not going to get the message. We're not going to be able to take action, which is really the most important thing whenever you do actively listen, is what you do next. Does that change the path, you know, the information that you're gaining, does it change the path that you take? And then that's, I think that that's important for us to make sure that, you know, when we do receive feedback or when we do receive information from evaluation, that we actually respond to that in an appropriate manner to make sure that, you know, that we are adapting to the new information, or we're being able to say, hey, you know, this is specifically where we dropped the ball, and this is now we need to take action to try to prevent this from happening in the future.
All right. So that is number three on the Big 20 series or the Big 20 list. So if you want to hear all 20 of them, you can go back a few segments and we'll cover the rest of the Big 20 in the future. And if you would like to work with the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, the number to call is 540-483-9382.